Turn with me to Psalm 116, if you will. Psalm 116. Psalm 116 is a mingled expression of prayer, expressing difficulty and thanksgiving. And it's not absolutely clear whether the difficulty is present or past or both, but it is very profoundly expressed. I'm just going to start the psalm a little bit. We're going to jump and look at the middle of the psalm. Psalm 116 begins at verse 1. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. I'll just read a little bit more. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold of me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. So Psalm 116, you hear the depth of difficulty and the nature of the response to difficulty earnest prayer kind of sounds trite, but the profoundness of response to God in prayer and the nature of God's real hearing. I wanted to look then at the middle, beginning with verse 10. I believed, therefore I spoke. I am greatly afflicted, I said in my haste. All men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. So there is here that same theme of great difficulty, turning to the Lord, and the response having to do with God having heard. There's a little more dwelling on the nature of the difficulty, and I wanted to kind of begin there tonight. And note that our inward and our outward circumstances are not often well coordinated. In other words, the nature of that set of outward difficulties, or maybe even perceived outward difficulties, may or may not be reflective of one another. Notice here, he says, I am greatly afflicted. All men are liars. I said in my haste. Okay? So that which is coming at him may or may not really be coming at him. So our outward circumstances are not always accurately reflected by our inward circumstances. We may be overreacting, underreacting. There's not necessarily a good correlation between what is actually happening outside and our responses. The that fact makes for an unnecessarily topsy-turvy nature of life. All men are liars. My inward turmoil may not reflect the outward afflictions. He had real afflictions, undoubtedly. But his inward turmoil was not well regulated to what was external. And some of us are naturally subjective and emotional in our outlook. So the a little change in our circumstances, and we are going kind of off the wall. And others, you know, we have large changes in our outward circumstances, and we just kind of carry along. So the one who has the large internal response to what may or may not be large outside is like to the psalmist here, I'm greatly afflicted. Well, it's not clear whether you're greatly afflicted or not, but you certainly feel greatly afflicted. And the one who does not have great internal responses is kind of saying, well, this too shall pass. And so we see that that there's not a coordinated change from the external to the internal. And the second thing that we notice is that if we attempt to make that coordination merely by personal exertion, we will have a great difficulty. Because the merely emotional response, you know, me going up and down for small changes in the externals, or me not responding to external changes, maybe when I should. Both of those are, you know, that's kind of personality driven. But it's also flesh, and so when I attempt to kind of clamp down on my flesh or change my set of responses, I'll find that that's very difficult to do in myself. Okay. The transition that we see here in this psalm from, may I say, anguish to a spiritual equanimity, a spiritual dealing with circumstances, I am totally overwhelmed to God is in control. This is okay. That transition, this is not okay. All men are liars. The world is falling apart. To God has me in his hand. And there is a definite transition in our psyche. And I wanted to highlight that tonight and then speak of how do we modulate that. How do we deal with that to any extent, but certainly we see that transition over and over and over in the Psalms. We see David overwhelmed. Think of Psalm 42 or other places. Psalm 40, Psalm 119, let me find this, Psalm 40. I wouldn't call it necessarily overwhelmed here, but it is certainly a sense. Psalm 40, verse 17. But I am poor and needy. So there is a little bit of a huddling sense, a little bit of a me against the world sense. I don't have what I need. Poor, needy. Needy says I don't have those things that I require. And yet at the same time, we say, yet the Lord thinks upon me. So this sense of total vulnerability is certainly there. And we find that kind of transition. Psalm 42 is another one. How are we to view these changes and what would be a stabilization for them? If we desire not to go up and down, you know, tempest tossed, so to speak. To the extent that there is stability to be had, the stability is not in myself. And that is clear. And that is universal in the scriptures. The believer who is in difficulty, and I think that the clear statement is that the believer is not himself a rock. He finds himself in spiritual difficulty. The question is, where does he go? Does he seek some spiritual equilibrium? Oh, I shouldn't be like this. In every case, the stabilization, the movement from this is all bad to some other state comes from God Himself. What I just read in Psalm 40, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks on me. So there is not an inward turning, but an outward turning. And that's why the Psalm 116 is so helpful for that, because it is a psalm of prayer, and it is a psalm of answered prayer. Notice the way it begins. And so often, and you can note this, the first verse of a psalm is a thesis statement of what the psalm is going to be about. And notice it here again. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. So he's saying, I've been bad. The Lord has cared for me, but he's cared for me in the way of my turning to him, and he has shepherded me as I have looked to him. And he has wonderfully undertaken for me is basically the theme of this entire psalm. So it's not just some kind of, you know, we have our ups and our downs, and wait, if you're down, you'll be up. And no, it's a turning to God in reality, in earnestness. And look at this. He actually cares for us in real ways. He answers. There is an intervention. So it's not merely then that I may be up and down and that I need to stabilize. No, he is my stability, and I turn to him because he does not change. He acts according to his character and his promise. So you notice then in verse 13 here, which is kind of where I wanted to get to, he says, I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. So you see, he's made promises to me. They're not just sitting out there in an active, continuing way, I call upon the Lord. And that is what is characteristic of the believer. So it's not like flipping a switch. Well, I'm in spiritual trouble, I'm in difficulty, and I just kind of get all better. It is, however, central in difficulty for the believer. God allows us to be there in some sense. And our calling on Him is central to the relationship. He is the one who delivers. Salvation is who He is to us. That verse that I read, "But I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer." It's not just kind of God out there and I think about Him and He's the rock out there. He is the one who intervenes. And that's what this Psalm 116 is all about. The early verses that we did read, "The pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of Sheol laid hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord." So God uses that. And for those of us who are all over the place, He uses that. For those of us who kind of don't, you know, move very much when we maybe ought to, He uses that to become more dependent, more tied to Him in a proper fashion. So it's not just the act of prayer. It is the dependent looking to Him as the one who delivers. That is a crucial, central, useful, necessary, central to the relationship that the believer has to the Lord. Let's close this statement. Father, thank you for yourself. Thank you for the way in which you deal with us as a father with children, as a shepherd with sheep, that we are in great need of that shepherding, of that guiding, of that provision that you give to us. We pray that we may look to you rightly, often, that you would guide us as we have great need of Christ.